We have so many projects that we send fabrication out to other states. Our local union is now up to 4,800 trades members. That's up from 2,800 in 2020, thanks to Joe and Kamala.
And it's an exciting time for us in the next generation. Our apprenticeship program now trains over 1,100 people a year. Every year at local high schools, when they announce what graduated seniors are doing next, more and more of these kids are joining the trades. My son is a senior in high school this year, and he plans to join us. Not just for the great career and the financial security that all us parents want for our kids, but it's because he's excited to work on the cutting edge of innovation. Kamala Harris will keep investing in American manufacturing. With her commitment, there's nothing that us American workers can't build.
Please welcome Ohio Representative Joyce Beatty.
Good evening. I'm Joyce Beatty, and I'm proud to represent Ohio in Congress. I was born in the Buckeye State, and I've never left. Now, J.D. Vance likes to talk about how he's from Ohio, but as soon as he could, he ran away to Yale and Silicon Valley, cozying up with billionaires while trashing our communities. J.D. has been our senator for 18 months. And what has he done for hardworking Americans? Nothing. He's been busy writing the foreword to the book from the Project 2025 guy. While J.D. and Donald Trump have been sharing conspiracy theories from the darkest corners of our internet, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been busy expanding access to the internet, while the other guys have been criticizing women without children. Joe and Kamala have been expanding the child tax credit. And let me just tell you, cutting the poverty rate for our children. Kamala and Joe Biden have been also at the same time reducing the price of health care for our seniors. And yes, securing a cap of $35 on insulin. And as J.D. and Trump, they want to take us back to the past. Kamala and Joe have been bringing the jobs of the future to America today. With the CHIPS Act, a $280 billion investment. And that's not just a big number. It means new semiconductor plants and thousands of good-paying jobs. You see, I worked with Kamala to pass it. And I saw her leadership style up close, a rare combination of brilliance, legal expertise, and patience. You see, it's simple. J.D. and Trump like to talk about states like Ohio, but Kamala and Joe actually get stuff done for us. And so does our next vice president and my good friend, Governor Tim Walz. America, are you ready to build on our progress? Are you ready to turn out for leaders who know that action speaks louder than words? Are you ready to vote for Kamala Harris? Are you ready to put people over politics once and for all? Well, the air of joy and freedom is up on us. And now it is on us to go seize it. Thank you. God bless you.
Please welcome APSEIU President Lee Saunders, SEIU President April Barrett, LIUNA General President Brent Booker, IBEW International President Ken Cooper, CWA President Claude Cummings, and AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler.
Saunders, president of APSEIU, a union of 1.4 million public service workers in healthcare, corrections, sanitation, and more. You know, 4 years ago, we faced a pandemic and a recession with a president who didn't care one bit what working people were going through. Enter Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Within weeks, they passed the American Rescue Plan, pulling the economy back from the brink and putting us back to work. They're guided by a basic principle: more freedom for working people, including the freedom to join a union. So this November, we're moving forward with Kamala Harris as our president.
I am April Barrett, and I am the president of SEIU, representing 2 million service and care workers. Harris, because Kamala Harris has always been all in for us. Vice President Harris joined fast food workers on the picket line, and she walked a day in the shoes of a home care worker. She shares our vision for a modern day labor movement, a movement that meets the needs of workers in the 21st century, and an economy that is ready for the future. It is going to be together that we write new rules to make it easier for all workers to join a union. And we are going to build a younger, darker, hipper, fresher, sneaker-wearing labor movement. A movement that is going to be more inclusive and built for the middle class. And we are going to end poverty, wage, work for once and for all. So let's do the work. Let's elect Kamala Harris so that together we will usher in a new era of worker power. And together we will win the future. Let's go get it.
I I'm Brent Booker, and I'm proud to represent LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America. We're construction workers, public employees, and postal mail handlers. For decades, we've fought for more investment in our infrastructure. While Trump made empty promises, the Biden-Harris administration delivered. Now we're rebuilding highways, bridges, and tunnels, and powering a clean energy and manufacturing boom. Thanks to them, our members can buy a home, put their kids through school, retire with dignity. As president, Kamala Harris will keep fighting for workers who are building America. Hello, hello. I'm Kenny Cooper, representing 840,000 IBW members, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The IBW powers America, from fire alarms to solar farms, nuclear plants to battery plants, storm restoration to power lines, and we've been doing it for over 130 years. Today, we're building a new energy future while providing great paying jobs and a stable retirement for all working families. Every step of the way, Kamala Harris has been there for us. She's bringing back American manufacturing to forgotten places throughout our country. She cast the deciding vote to save our pension plans. She's lifted our apprentices up all over the nation. And guess what? She's not afraid to use the word union. She has came through for all of us, and it's our turn to come through for her. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Claude Cummings, Jr., president of CWA, the Communication Workers of America. We all saw the digital divide during the pandemic. Millions of American families didn't have access to high-speed internet at home. Too many kids were forced to go online class in McDonald's parking lots. But as Vice President, Kamala Harris helped pass the largest investment in broadband ever, ever. She gave CWA members a seat at the table so we could work to connect every household to the internet while creating good union jobs. Listen, we don't play at CWA, and we're fired up. Are you fired up tonight? Are you fired up? Are you fired up? We're fired up to work with our next president, Kamala Harris.
I'm Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO. Representing nearly 13 million American workers. This election is about two economic visions. One where families live paycheck to paycheck, where people have no right to join a union. A CEO's dream, but a worker's nightmare. Or an opportunity economy, where we lower the costs of groceries, prescriptions, and housing. Where we go after big pharma, corporate landlords, and price gougers. Where there's no such thing as a man's job or a woman's job, or like Donald Trump would say, a black job. Just a good union job. That's the future President Joe Biden has fought for. And that's the future Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will keep fighting for. Let's build it together.
Please welcome Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
By a shared commitment to children, a belief that it is everyone's responsibility to care for every child, no matter where they come from and no matter who their parents are. Kamala knows that each generation has an obligation to the next. That's why, when I was Speaker of the State Assembly, and she was a prosecutor, we fought to address youth homelessness and reform the child welfare system. We wanted to make sure that California's foster youth aren't cut off and left on their own the day they turn 18. As Attorney General, Kamala created our state's Bureau of Children's Justice and worked to give children in the juvenile justice system the support they needed. And when I asked her to swear me in, the first woman vice president, swearing in the first woman mayor of Los Angeles, we knew we were sending a message to young girls everywhere that they too can lead. Now I know Kamala, and she feels the importance of this work in her bones. When Kamala meets a young person, you can feel her passion, you can feel her heart, and you can feel her fearlessness. That is what defines a commitment to children, being willing to fight fiercely for every child. And trust me, Kamala has done that her entire life. So this November, we're gonna fight to elect Kamala Harris as the next president of these United States.
Please welcome Grammy-nominated country music star, Mickey Guyton.
How y'all doing?
Where the lines on the interstate, the dust on the back road, we're a Friday night football game. The lighters at a rock show, where the night shift smoke bring high school heartache, driving with the windows down, where the dance floors, church pews, suit and ties, tattoos, one big small town. Ain't we all? Ain't we all? And a jukebox vibe. with the New York City lights and a hotel Bible. Hand-me-down Taylor Lane, Daisy Dukes, Dookie Bridge, James Brown, James Dean. We're cold beer, champagne, millionaires, fast and changing everything in between.
As we look ahead to our collective future, it's important to reflect on all the incredible progress that we've made in the last 4 years. The Biden-Harris administration laid the groundwork for a stronger, more resilient nation. They invested in critical infrastructure, delivered relief when disaster struck, and made healthcare more affordable. Kamala Harris cares. And unlike Donald Trump, she has a plan, not just for the next 4 or 8 years, but for generations to come. Now, let's hear from some of my fellow state executives about how Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are investing in the long-term future for our nation.
I'm Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis. I'm the proud son of a union bus driver from Pittsburgh. Every day, my dad would come home and tell me about how our roads and bridges were in disrepair. President Trump promised us Infrastructure Week over and over again. He really didn't care, though, and it never happened. But President Biden and Vice President Harris are on our side. They brought together Democrats and Republicans to get it done. We got I-95 in Philly fixed in less than 2 weeks. We repaired the Fern Hollow Bridge in Pittsburgh in record time. Right now, we're repairing roads and bridges across Pennsylvania, including in Pittsburgh, the city of bridges. And Vice President Harris is looking forward. She's committed to keeping our infrastructure safe and modern. When I think about the future, I think about my daughter, Harper, and all of America's children. Investing in them means investing in our infrastructure. It means replacing millions of lead pipes. It means providing clean air, clean water, safe roads and bridges, not just for us, but for generations to come. That's the legacy that President Biden is leaving our children. Let's keep building bridges to the future with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Let's work.
In Wisconsin, we also need leaders by our side. I'm Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez. But long before I took office, I was a registered nurse. I served in the Peace Corps at the height of HIV/AIDS and in Baltimore emergency rooms at the height of the heroin and gun violence epidemics. During the COVID pandemic, Trump and Wisconsin Republicans failed to protect our health. That's why I ran for office and flipped a red district blue. Because once a nurse, always a nurse. Now Trump is promising to terminate the Affordable Care Act, meddling in personal decisions between a woman and her doctor, and threatening to slash Medicare. Vice President Harris fights for our health. She'll defend women's reproductive freedom and protect Medicare and Medicaid. Thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, insulin is capped at $35 a month for seniors. And they negotiated down the prices of 10 more life-saving drugs like Eliquis and Jardiance for Americans on Medicare. Kamala will continue to take on Big Pharma and lower the cost of prescriptions for everyone. Of course, healthcare isn't just about drugs and treatment. It's about freedom. The freedom to make your own choices and the freedom to get the care you need without worrying about the cost. Kamala Harris is fighting for that healthy future.
Let me tell y'all about Texas leadership. I'm County Executive Lena Hidalgo, and I serve the 5 million residents of Harris County. Harris County includes Houston. Texas Governor Ann Richards said, "I've been tested by fire, and the fire lost." In the years I've been in office, we've dealt with chemical fires. We've dealt with 10 floods, 7 hurricanes, a deadly winter freeze, and of course the pandemic. When that last disaster struck, Donald Trump abandoned us. He spread misinformation that cost lives. Compare that to 2021. When the Texas power grid went dark. Kamala Harris didn't just put out a tweet, she called me to make sure we had what we needed. Over the years, I've learned that Kamala Harris always calls. And not only does she call, she delivers. The very week she launched her campaign, she was down in Texas with vital FEMA assistance right after Hurricane Beryl. Kamala Harris cares. She will never risk lives for the sake of politics. And she's leading the charge to protect our communities from extreme weather. The Biden-Harris administration have announced at least $1 billion to help us with just that. And Houston is thriving. We deserve leaders who acknowledge the threats, heck, the existence of climate change. We deserve tough leaders who have our backs. We deserve compassionate leaders ready to help. That's Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
I can personally attest that Kamala is a leader who has our back. I'm California's Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, but I hold another title just as dear to me, Kamala Harris's friend. I met her when we were both young women trying to navigate the halls of power. I worked in housing. She had just been elected district attorney. We get frequent lunches together, and she was funny and fun. She was also a great mentor. Once, I told her about a professional experience of being minimized because I was a woman. She put her fork down and said, "Eleni, never let anybody make you feel small." I saw her put that creed into action. When Wall Street foreclosed on millions of homes, Washington wisdom was that $4 billion was the best you could do. Other attorneys general agreed. But because Kamala Harris grew up in a middle-class home, she knew that wasn't enough for all the working families who got screwed over. So she put her foot down and refused to settle for less. Kamala Harris won $20 billion from the big banks for California homeowners. And that's because she cares. She cares so much that if you're lucky enough to be her friend, she calls you on her birthday, and sometimes she sings to you. She called me on mine right when I had decided to run for lieutenant governor. She asked tough questions. I promised I'd follow her lead and invest in the future. Together, we shattered that glass ceiling, California, and got to work. I am so glad the country is getting to see the Kamala that I've known for decades. For Californians and Pennsylvanians, for Texans and Wisconsinites, for states red and blue and everything in between, President Biden and Vice President Harris have been investing in our future and are on our side, and we are not going back.
Do you know about Project 2025?
The far right's playbook.
It is Trump's vision for America's future.
I'm not going to be nice.
It will ban abortion nationwide.
I got rid of Roe v. Wade.
Raise taxes on middle-class families. Gut Medicaid.
That's money that funds a lot of medical treatment.
Strip rights from LGBTQ plus people.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
Cut overtime pay.
It is going to affect workers' bottom lines.
Give him unchecked power.
And I will wield that power very aggressively.
And it begins his first day back in office.
In an exclusive undercover video, a co-author of Project 2025 saying that Donald Trump, quote, blessed the work he's doing now.
He's been at our organization. He's raised money for our organization. He's blessed it. So he's very supportive of what we do.
He doesn't want freedom. He only wants control.
I know Donald Trump's tight. I'm bringing it.
These are the stakes.
Project 2025 wants to take our country backward.
This is our fight.
We are not going back.
Please welcome Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow.
Hello! I'm Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow, and this is Project 2025. Now, over the next four nights, you are going to hear a lot about what is in this 900-page document. Why? Because this is the Republican blueprint for a second Trump term. That's right. They went ahead and wrote down all the extreme things that Donald Trump wants to do in the next 4 years. And then they just tweeted it out, putting it out on the internet for everybody to read. So, we read it. And whatever you think it might be, it is so much worse. Tonight, I want to tell you about just one aspect of Project 2025. It's plan to turn Donald Trump into a dictator. Okay, right here on page 535, it says, quote, reissue Trump's Schedule F executive order to permit discharge of non-performing employees. Now, that doesn't sound that scary, right? But here's what it actually means in plain English. If Donald Trump gets back into the White House, he's going to fire civil servants like intelligence officers, engineers, and even federal prosecutors if he decides that they don't serve his personal agenda. They're talking about replacing the entire federal government with an army of loyalists who answer only to Donald Trump. I know. All right, then. Okay. Page 873. It says, quote, conservatives have long believed in either ending law enforcement activities of independent agencies or ending their independent status. Again, that sounds pretty boring. But what it means is that under Project 2025, Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That is not how it works in America. That's how it works in dictatorships. And that's exactly what Donald Trump and his MAGA minions have in mind, an expansion of presidential powers like no president has ever had or should ever have. Now, by the way, if you're asking if any of this is even legal, well, remember, thanks to Donald Trump's hand-picked Supreme Court, he's now completely immune from prosecution, even if he breaks the law. But that's not who we are, because we believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Not the government of Donald Trump, by Donald Trump, and for Donald Trump. We believe in the separation of powers and the rule of law. We believe in a system built up to serve everyone, not breaking a system to serve one petty, selfish man. The truth is, there's only one way to stop him and to stop Project 2025. How do we do it? We elect Kamala Harris this November. We'll be back tomorrow night to tell you what Project 2025 means for your pocketbook.
Please welcome California Senator LaFonza Butler.
Hello, Democrats. California delegates, make some noise. It's great to see so many familiar faces. And I can't forget the state that I was born and raised in, Mississippi Democrats. Let everybody hear you. Democrats, before I joined the Senate, I was a leader in the labor movement. So I know a champion for the people when I see one. I met Kamala Harris when she was district attorney, and I was president of a large care workers union. We hit it off right away. What really impressed me was how well she got to know my family. My wife, Nanicki, but especially our daughter, Nyla. And as soon as Nyla heard that Ms. Kamala was running for president, she asked if she could be vice president. So, no disrespect to Governor Walz, but Nyla put her name in first. Vice President Harris and I share a lot in common. We both graduated from historically black colleges. Me from Jackson State University. The Vice President from Howard University. We were both raised by mothers who worked fiercely to provide for us. And we both believe that every single one of us has the power to change the world when we choose to do it together. You see, Kamala Harris has always understood the assignment. No matter if she were the underdog, no matter the bullying or the name calling, she never doubted that our best was still ahead. She knew a better future was possible if we stood side by side with our neighbors and we fought for it. No matter what language they spoke, no matter what country they came from, no matter the size of their bank account. And that's what she did. As a prosecutor, together with law enforcement, she prioritized holding criminals accountable and protecting public safety. As state attorney general, together with students, she put a scam college out of business. After the mortgage crisis, together with families who lost their homes, she took on the biggest banks in the world and won a settlement five times what was initially offered. Every time she walked into a courtroom, she would simply say, "Kamala Harris for the people." For her, it wasn't just a professional oath. It was a battle cry. And let's be clear, to her opponents, this way of seeing the world, the idea of fighting for someone other than yourself, is unthinkable. But let me tell you, Democrats, what's really unthinkable conning young people who simply want a good education is unthinkable. Stiffing hardworking laborers like Donald Trump did in Atlantic City is unthinkable. Bragging about having ripped away a woman's freedom to choose what she does with her own body is unthinkable. And Democrats, Americans, we deserve better. We deserve a president who is tough, not just tough talking. One who shatters the boundaries of what's possible, not the boundaries of what's legal. And one who wipes the floor with cheats and fraudsters because, well, Democrats, she knows the type. Democrats, that president, the president that we deserve, that president is my friend, Kamala Harris. Thank you all so much.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deja Fox, and I'm so excited to be here today from Arizona. That's right. That's where I was born and raised by a single mom. I was a free lunch kid raised in public housing, and I got my health care at Planned Parenthood. Because of policies that lift people up, I walked through the gates of my dream school as a first-generation college student. People my age are making big decisions about our lives, and we deserve a president who has our back. Not some power-hungry millionaire reality TV personality who only cares about himself. We need Kamala Harris. She'll deliver a future where we can decide if and when to start a family. A future where we can afford rent and groceries. A future where we're not crushed under student debt. A future where any free lunch kid can walk through the gates of their dream college. For young people, this is a fight for our future. We have a responsibility to do this, and we have a responsibility to do it right, and that's why we're gonna show up for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And here now, with a musical performance, is Jason Isbell. Thank you.
When I get home from work, I'll call up all my friends, and we'll go bust up something beautiful. We'll have to build again. When I get home from work, I'll wrestle off my clothes and leave them right inside the front door. Nobody's home to know. You see, the hammer finds the nail and the freight train to rail. I guess I'm doing what I'm on this earth to do. Just lucky to have the work. And Sunday morning I'm too tired to go to church, but I thank God for the work. I thank God for the work. When I get my to say, you see the hammer finds the nail, and the poor man's up to say, I guess I'm doing what I'm on this earth to do. I don't think all lucky to have the word. And every night I dream I'm drowning in the dirt, but I thank God for the word. And the day will come, I'll find reason, somebody proud to love a man like me. 'Cause my back is young, my hands are freezing, but what I'm working for is something more than free. And I don't tangle why I'm here where it hurts, I'm just lucky to have the word. Sunday morning I'm too tired to go to church, but I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word.
Thank you. Out to my Alabama delegation over there. I love y'all.
Kamala Harris worked hard to achieve her goals.
Raised by a working mother, I had a summer job at McDonald's.
Donald Trump worked hard to spend his daddy's fortune. She believes in working hard for the American people.
When the middle class is strong, America is strong.
Donald Trump believes in working hard for his billionaire friends.
I don't care about you, I just want your vote. I don't care.
Please welcome former Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo.
Hello, Chicago. It's a great honor for me to be here this evening. You know, long before I was the governor of Rhode Island, I was a little girl growing up there in a middle-class family. My dad found his American dream in a watch factory in Providence. And that job gave him a way to provide for our family, a community for him to belong to, and so much pride. But like so many Americans in the 80s, after 25 years of his hard work, his job and the job of all of his friends was shipped overseas. You know, years later, my dad said to me, "Gina, this happened because our leaders let us down." And my father was right. The Republicans in power who pushed failed economic strategy. Let's just cut taxes for the wealthy and leave everybody else behind. Well, not only did my father lose his job, but frankly, manufacturing left my state. Manufacturing withered in Rhode Island and all across this nation. In communities all across America, factories shuttered. Communities got hollowed out. And people were left without their job, without hope, without the dignity that comes with a decent job. And you know, Republican economic policy failed Rhode Island. How do I know that? Because when I took office, first Democrat elected governor in a couple of decades, I inherited one of the worst economies in the country. It was a mess. But we got to work and we turned it around.
We turned it around with a pro-business, pro-worker agenda. Kamala Harris has that same agenda. She knows we need an economy where the costs are low and opportunities abound. An economy where people can show up to their jobs with dignity and pride. She has a new economic vision for America. You know how she knows that? She knows it because just like me, Kamala Harris grew up in a middle-class home. Her mom worked to cure breast cancer by day and feed her family at night. And as an adult, Kamala worked to lock up sex offenders and violent criminals by day. And she took care of her sick mother at night. Kamala Harris gets it. She gets that so many Americans work so hard every day and they're barely getting by. And that is not right. It is a fundamental economic principle. Hard work ought to pay off. We believe in that. And that's why the Vice President is committed to building the opportunity economy, an economy that rewards ambition, an economy that rewards hard work. She believes in an America where everyone, regardless of who you are, what you have, where you started, you got a chance to get ahead in this country. Kamala Harris will give more than 100 middle-class Americans a tax cut. She'll build 3 million new homes for the middle class. And she's going to forge an economy with fair competition, free from monopolies. Monopolies that crush workers and small businesses and startups. Kamala Harris will make building up the middle class a defining goal of her presidency. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, he's going to double down on his worst economic ideas. The same ideas that shipped my dad's job overseas. Ideas that don't work. We know they don't work because they never have. He wants another huge tax cut for the wealthy. He wants to put his corrupt buddies in charge of the economy. And he wants a sales tax that's going to supercharge inflation. We cannot afford Donald Trump's failed economic ideas. But here's the thing. The most important thing. Kamala Harris works for the people. Kamala Harris works for you, and Donald Trump is in it for himself. As our president, Kamala Harris will build an economy where everyone, and she means everyone, can find and live their American dream. So let's put her in the Oval Office. Thank you.
Don't know why, but I feel like
I am a lifelong Republican, a former Trump voter, and I will not be voting for Trump in 2024.
My name is Norma. I'm from Carson, Washington, and I am a two-time Trump voter. I will not be voting for Trump this time around.
I'm actually embarrassed to say that I did vote for Trump in 2016.
Donald Trump has nothing but contempt for the American people. And ironically, for those who claim to be his base, he's only interested in benefiting himself personally.
Everything he said he would do, he did not do. I do not trust that he can do the right thing anymore.
We've seen what Donald Trump really is, and it disgusts me to my core.
I don't think the man can be trusted. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's a